Chemistry is the most powerful drug in the universe. It's worse than crack. And everyone's addicted. It's beyond epidemic. Everyone's addicted. We're born addicted to chemistry. That feeling that we get when we're all, I gotta have that one. I gotta have that one. Gotta get her. Gotta get him. My interpretation of that feeling is that man really upsets me. So I interpret, I gotta stay away from him. He really upsets me. And you just want to notice the women that you're the most sexually attracted to, you're the least powerful around. You're the least yourself. You're the least expressive. You're the least true to yourself. And it's the same thing for women. The men that you're the most sexually attracted to, you're the least yourself around. You never breathe. You know that waiting to exhale? No, it's just, what do I do now? How do I please him now? Is he pleased now? How about now? How about now? How about now? What else should I be? What else should I be? What else should I be? This, by the way, is why the people you're not attracted to fall in love with you. You hate that? Yes, most people do. Yes. The people you're not sexually attracted to or have a low level of sexual attraction for are the ones that are going to fall in love with you because they're the ones that actually get to meet you. The other ones don't like you because they've never met you. You're not you with them. So this is why pursuing the man or woman that you're the most sexually attracted to will leave you in a state of adversity. So when I looked up adversarial in the dictionary, I noticed right under it the definition of adversity in it. It seemed perfect. It said a state of wretchedness or misfortune, poverty and trouble. Isn't that what happens when when you have a really strong sexual or chemical attraction to a man? Wretchedness or misfortune, poverty and trouble. Questions, comments? Yes, please.
Good morning. So my question is, I was listening to what you were saying with regards to, from a man's perspective, me being attracted to that woman that I'm attracted to.
Physically attracted to, yes. Yes.
And that being an adversary because that's the person that I'm going to be less powerful with, less uncomfortable with.
The person that you're the most physically attracted to is the person you'll be the most dependent upon to get sex and attention from. You'll need it from her. You'll need sex and attention from her bad. You'll want it bad.
So my mind right now is saying, why? Why do I need it from her bad? Or what if I learned to not need it from her bad?
Then would it be okay to go after her? Is that what you're asking? Women always say, women ask, we talk to women about this all the time, right? So if I could get my sexual attraction under control, then could I be with him? Okay, well, the only thing that's having you ask that is so that you can be with him, which is because your sexual attraction wants you to do that. Let me put it a different way. Is it Hector? Okay, let me put it a different way, okay? When a man says he's physically attracted to a woman, which is what you guys say, you know, you're like, you know, well, what's the attraction? Oh, it's physical. It's just physical. When a man says he's physically attracted to a woman, what a woman thinks is he's attracted to my body. Like, he's attracted to my physicalness. You guys with me so far? So a woman thinks he's saying he's attracted to my physicalness. No, when a man says he's physically attracted, he's saying that the part of himself that wants to be with you is his body. He's saying, who you appeal to is my body. What you appeal to is my body, my sex drive. I'm physically attracted to you. Which is distinct from emotionally attracted to you, spiritually attracted to you, intellectually attracted to you. So when you have a strong physical attraction, and that's what's leading the way, who's going after her is caveman. And what will be at play is instinct.
But
so right? So what's the problem?
Yeah.
Right?
No, because I think every man will admit what you just finished saying, but also...
Okay. It's not a crime. You don't have to admit it. It's not a crime. It's just the way we're built.
I mean, for myself, I recognize that.
Yes.
And I have that instinct as a man that I'm going to be attracted to a woman in that manner. But also I know that that's not all there is, that there's the other spiritual side. And hopefully, what's the possibility that, in addition to me being attracted to that woman physically, that also we can be attracted from the human spirit side?
Yes.
And so...
you can only think that if your attraction is not like a 9 or a 10.